Hello, this is Velma, and today we're going to talk about failure. My book, Hidden Treasures in Secret Places on Amazon.com, it is filled with treasures, little nuggets. I take the Word of God, I dig out the nuggets, the pearls of wisdom, and then I impart them in a very simple way that everybody can understand and you can apply to the world today that we live in. And today, we are going to talk about failure. You know, I want to make one thing very clear. Failure is only a failure if you didn't learn from it, and if you chose to curl up in a ball afterwards and not continue on. Otherwise, failure can be your greatest asset. The word says, count it all joy when you go through fiery trials, because it is perfecting you. So when you think you failed, you tried something and it didn't work, you didn't fail. You learned something huge. You know, almost every single person who has ever really made a difference in this world or made it to the top had at least one major failure and usually more than that. So don't let failures get you down. The key is to keep getting back up and keep moving forward. The word says that God directs the steps of the righteous. So with that said, if you are following God, if you are believing God, then even if you made the wrong steps and you think you went the wrong way, it can really turn out to be the right way. Don't accept your failure as a failure. Accept it as a learning process. You know, it's so hard to be able to help other people or teach other people if you have never been there yourself. You know, whenever I would go and speak to groups, I would do a motivational speaking. It would always amaze me how the things in my life that I had done that I thought were the worst and I made the worst mistakes were the very things that God uses to help others. You know, if your life has always been perfect and everything went smooth, and you would not be able to help others. So don't beat yourself up, especially right now if you're in the process of what looks like a failure. Try to see the good in it. Stop and take inventory. What has happened here? What have I learned from this? What can I share with others from this? And what have I learned not to do? You know, sometimes the best example is the bad thing that happened. You know, I had a wonderful mother and I had a father that was really awful. But you know what? I learned as much from that awful father as I did from that wonderful mother. My dad taught me so many things not to do. And my mother taught me a lot of things to do. I think between the two, they made a wonderful parents. So don't beat yourself up. I mean it. Failures are not failures unless you let them be. You know, I hate it when I see people that just give up. Never give up. Come out swinging. You know, I do want to say there is a time that you have to lay things down. You know, I always love the thing that says, if the brook has dried up, you got to go somewhere where there's water. So sometimes you have to quit because there's no water in the brook. But if that to me is almost the only reason, if you have something in your heart and you started something, doggone, finish it. Finish it. Get it done. Okay, how'd you like that? Failure is not failure. Now, my book, Hidden Treasures in Secret Places. You are going to love it. Amazon.com. Until next time, this is your friend, Velma Hagar, bidding you a blessed day.